the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wenatchee, Washington-based Stamilt Growers and its local healthcare provider are celebrating the fifth anniversary of Stamilt Family Clinic. According to thepacker.com, Stamilt partners with Confluence Health to offer employees, spouses, and dependents an on-site free clinic for primary care and pharmacy services. Stamilt President Wes Matheson says it evolved quickly in 5 years and is a wonderful and convenient resource team members and their families utilize. The Stamilt Family Clinic sees an average of 24 to 27 patients per day, or more than 5,000 per year. In announcing its position on statewide ballot measures, the California Farm Bureau reiterated its opposition to an initiative to create a split-roll property tax. Farm Bureau opposes Proposition 15, which it says would raise food prices by increasing taxes on trees, vines, barns, and dairies. Farm Bureau also supports a proposition to increase penalties for certain crimes and opposes one to abolish cash bail. Last week, a House bill was introduced to expand the capacity and reach of small meat and poultry processors. The bipartisan Strength Local Processing Act would help smaller facilities cover the cost of inspection and adapt to pandemic-related challenges, as well as support training for new employees. The bill aims to rectify problems caused by a lack of meat processing facilities in the U.S. Since 1968, the number of slaughterhouses has dropped from 10,000 to under 2,800. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.